This is you are, my friend.
Loose with these days is my wallet. I just shelled out for a bunch of tires.
Boy, every now and again you gotta do that, Steve. I mean, they won't retread themselves. They don't grow on trees like apples and oranges do. You know, there's no magic to make you a new set of tires on your car so you don't have to go buy them, you know. It is what it is what they say. And anyway, I had to run out to the grocery store, and now I'm headed back to the house.
Have you tried any of those new food lines? Have you tried any of those new food lines?
I go to the one between Publix and the food line over here on Reedville Road. I go, you know, I hit both of them depending upon what I need, where I'm going, what I'm, you know, what I'm doing, where, what area I'm in when I have to go to the grocery store.
Found the prices at the food line, and was it a buy low?
Yeah, this one was a buy low. And right now, their prices, in fact, what's so funny is there's a food line just down the road about, maybe 4 or 5 miles, if that far, down in Roebuck. And the food line on Reedville Road, right now, their prices seem to be a tad bit lower than the other food line. Because I was in there, in both of them one day, because I'd forgotten something when I went to the other one, so I went back by the one up near, closer to me, and was looking at some of the same items, and it was about a 15% difference in price. The one in the news store was lower.
Those back up after the news wore off.
Oh, yeah, I figure they will. And all, so, you know, it is what it is, as they say, and you got to go with the flow. Ain't nothing else you can do about it unless you figure out a way to make more money.
You let me know. And while I'm cleaning this big old truck out, I'm going to try to vacuum clean the thing out, get it cleaned up a little bit. So I'm going to check off with you. I just want to say, hey, so you be careful out there. 73s, K4VWA, I'll be clear after you find
them. Okay. Well, I'm just a minute or two back from the house anyway, so that was fairly good. And why do you want to clean it up, Steve? You're just going to mess it up again anyway. All right, talk to you later. W2T Mobile for another minute or two.
Yeah, KI4DOS.
You're trying to get hold of Steve. He said he was going to turn things off because he was going to be vacuuming out his truck.
You just did catch me.
Hi, Steve. While I got you just a moment, did you get that last text message I sent you?
Hour, and I was not able to make it. I've got my granddaughter up here for the next 2 weeks, and I got the timing mixed up. She's spending 2 weeks with us right now.
It's not a problem. They canceled it again. they had something come up, so it all worked out. I just wanted to make sure I had your right number in the phone. Go on and vacuum your truck out, and y'all have a great day. I'm fixing to jump out of the truck, and I got to run into the store for just a minute. WU2D and KN4VWA, KI4DOS Mobile.
Try to behave yourself today, Gary. Always good to hear from you. Rusty, I'm gone, baby. KN4VWA clear.
All right, good to talk to you, Gary, and say hello to Joy. We'll catch you all later. I'm back to my parking place. Talk to you all later. W2T clear.
OTR Mobile, man, late.
Neighborhood. Tom, I'll be back in a minute. I got to jump out running the store. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
QSL, Gary. We're just leaving Costco's over here in Spartanburg. See you in a little bit.
N0TR.
24NNR. Anybody out there? NMR, N0TR Mobile. My name's Tom, and we're in Spartanburg, and we're headed back towards Greer.
I think I talked to you earlier. I think you were going to Sam's and Costco or something like that. I'm correct.
You're quite correct. And now we're headed back towards the QTH, and 41 degrees out here. We're right alongside a land mover, I guess you'd call it, a Volvo, on top of a semi-wide load, and we just got past him. Feel a little safer now.
Kind of rough getting inside those sometimes and all, and I hope y'all had a good trip today, and everything's going good for you.
At the receipt when we come out of Sam's and Costco's, because you know you're going to spend over $100. That's just the way it is.
That's correct. I live down in Greenwood, so we really don't have to travel to go to Costco or Sam's. I don't go to them as much, but every time I go, it's well over $100 for sure.
It's like a female. Think how much you saved.
You're right about that.
Kind of logic. It's kind of like going to a car dealer. Oh, we got $10,000 off, but you just spent $60,000.
Sometimes it makes you feel better sometimes, I guess.
Oh, I've never made money trading cars, ever. I guess it's because we're not in the business. But at any rate, well, we bought some groceries for the daughter, we'll get reimbursed for that, and usually we buy her extra things and just give her, but today there wasn't anything that they're interested in, and oh, the grandson's on some kind of a diet, and you know how that is. Don't buy any sweets, Grandpa.
I completely understand that. I'm not a sweet eater, and, you know, it's nice to go there and buy a couple bulk items. You know, we pretty much stock our stuff up a good bit sometimes, and it does help out that way, for sure.
Got some channel cat today, and it was much more than what we'll need for a long time, because we just usually eat two or three fillets amongst us, for the both of us. And Bernice was looking at that package and said $37. It's up to $7.49 a pound now. It was, I don't know, $6.99, I guess. That isn't too much of an increase. But it seemed like everything's increasing, particularly in gasoline, since Biden cut off our supply.
That's never fun with that. I drive 49 miles to go to work. I guess that's my choice, but I do work for a good company, and I enjoy it, but you know, it does bring my fuel costs way up. Luckily, I drive a little four-cylinder, so it gets pretty good gas miles coming to work, so it ain't too bad. But it is rough when everything's going up, and, you know, prices definitely ain't going to come down for gas or anything like that, it looks like.
It'll be $3-4 a gallon before long, but that was one I found, and I don't want to talk about politics, but shutting off that Keystone Pipeline, about the dumbest thing in the world to do, and then hurting our own oil industry when we were energy independent there for a while. Who knows? But we got that, and as far as sweets go, I'm talking about, like, we bought some mixed nuts, and I think they're coated, aren't they, Bernice? And some praline pecans. So it's not all horrible.
A lot of almonds. We eat almonds, and I occasionally like pecans and stuff like that, but I'm a big almond nut fan and all, and especially the wasabi stuff, which I like hot stuff anyway. But we buy quantities of that every time I see it. And but my family likes a lot of veggies and stuff, which I'm a meat eater by all means, but my daughter can eat nothing but veggies, so which is also pricey when you start buying a lot of stuff, so I grow a lot of my own foods.
Some in Costco's there, wasabi ground beef. What is wasabi?
Spice that most people use on, like, sushi and stuff, the green stuff. You definitely don't want to put a whole lot on it. It'll clean your sinuses out, but it's really good on almonds and stuff. They got wasabi almonds, and it's not too bad until you get to the bottom of the can, and then you pretty much should drain all your sinuses clean out. But it's really good. I've never had the other, I think you said meat and all, but I do have it on sushi and almonds a good bit.
I can take a little bit of heat, but that'd be like turning on the afterburner in an F-4 Phantom. The thing in the Navy was don't blow smoke up my six, and I gotta tell you, it'd be just the opposite of that. Wow, that gets too hot for me. We get chicken wings down there at Publix that are breaded and spicy, and you know what? They're not all that spicy, but boy, they are as far uptown as you can get. They're really great.
I'm about the only one in my family that loves spicy stuff. I guess that's just the way I was raised. My grandfather played a little trick on me and gave me some pickled peppers when I was younger, and told me that it's pickles, but they sure didn't taste like pickles after I ate them. And I guess ever since then, I just ate a lot of hot stuff. I mean, it's they say it's not good to eat that too much hot stuff, but I put hot stuff on about everything I eat.
NZLTR Mobile. Yeah, I was sitting at that wheel plant I was telling you about earlier, and there was a Caucasian friend of mine, and he was an Air Force guy, young, dumb, and he told this Mexican fella he could eat just as hot of peppers as what he could. I don't remember his name now. We'll say Chico or something like that, or Jose. And anyways, Jose, he eats one of them, just picks it up and chugs it. And then this friend of mine that I work with, I can't remember his name now, been too many years ago, the Air Force guy. And you know, right after he ate that, I forget what they call them, jalapenos, habaneros. And you know, he had the same complexion as that Mexican guy after he ate that habanero. His sweat was running down his face.
Yeah, for sure. I like habaneros. They're pretty good. We grill those a good bit and fill them up with cheese and some other things and wrap them with bacon. And but I'm going to tell you, the one pepper I try to stay away from now is ghost peppers. They are a lot hotter than those, and man, I've had some beef jerky with ghost peppers in it, and it'll light you on fire for sure.
There was a lot of Spanish people there, and I had quite a number. Everybody's a friend to me, and I'll tell you, they could sit there and eat those jalapenos like you and I would eat a carrot.
I don't know how they do it sometimes. I mean, I like hot stuff, but some stuff will light you on fire, and you know, even going to we eat Zaxby's a lot because I like chicken and stuff, and they got some insane sauce in there, and I know why they call it insane, because it really is insane to try to eat it and all. I mean, there are some hot stuff out there that's pretty tough.
I never could, and I still can't keep up with you young folks eating that those hot wings and that. But like I said, the hot wings at Publix are within reason, and I have to take Nexium anyways regularly for the acid reflux. But I can tolerate them, and we go down there and get 20 wings, and they're $12 and a half, and we make two meals out of that, so that's not so bad.
I understand the acid reflux. I don't experience that more, and I went to a doctor not too long ago, and they gave me some acid reflux pills. I can't remember what it's called. It's not Nexium, but it's probably because I'm eating too much hot stuff, by all means, so it's my own fault.
Yeah, it's called Imiprazil or something like that. I never could pronounce it. It's a substitute for Nexium and a lot of the other ones, and seems to be working all right. I still have to kind of watch it. Well, you do any fishing down here, Jerry? I'm getting too old anymore, but I used to love to fish and hunt a lot back up in Kansas.
Y'all a couple of weenies, and it's omeprazole there, Tom. Y'all need to tie into some good, hot, cumin-loaded Indian food or Thai food.
Our daughter, when she went to University of Michigan, she lived with some Indian girls in the dorms there, or whatever it was. And as we were walking up the stairway to their room, it was an apartment, I think, and they shared it. And it burned your eyes just walking up the stairs. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, I can understand that. I haven't got into a lot of that and all, but as far as fishing, yeah, I do a quite bit of fishing. I do a lot of jugging for catfish, and I do a lot of striper fishing, and I need to get back into doing some crappie fishing. I haven't done that in years, but that's one of my favorite fish, and I don't know why I haven't done it, but I'm a big striper and catfishing for sure.
Hope you're not busy.
Got on a phone call, guys. I'll be out just for a minute.
Okie doke. Yeah, Jerry, you know, they didn't allow jug fishing up in Kansas. It was illegal. And they were very serious about it. Some of the guys would go out there with the old telephone generators back in my days and try to gin up some catfish, but they got caught. It was about the most expensive catfish they ever ever had.
Imagine so. Would they have something in the water that still wanted you to catch the fish, or just why would they let you fish for it?
Sorry, break in there, but go ahead and ask your question again, and I'll answer that, and then Gary, yeah, you pick it up. Question about the fishing.
Why would they let you catch the fish up there? I mean, is something in the water, or just they're just trying to manage it, or whatnot?
Oh, they just didn't allow jug fishing. You could limb line or trot line, but no jug fishing. Go ahead, Gary, if that was you.
In Kansas anymore, Dorothy. KI4DOS Mobile. I heard y'all talking about fishing. Just got back in the truck. Headed back home to the QTH. But, sorry, Steve had a phone call. But, yeah, I enjoy fishing and that sort of thing. I hadn't done any in a while. I got sent off of the new registration numbers for the boat so I can get out there some here this spring and see if I can't bring some of that home and put it in the freezer.
With all this rain and all, where I got my boat at, I'm having a hard time getting my boat out of the mud. But I got a load of gravel coming, and hopefully it won't be that big a deal anymore for me. And but I do a good bit of fishing. That's one thing I love to do.
Lake Lyman's, Gary, the lake they're repairing the dam, and we haven't been by there. We're within 5 minutes of it right now out here on Gap Creek Road. And the kids have a lake house there, and they got their boats out of the water. It's so terribly low, they couldn't even get to the docks.
Places around, Tom, that drop the water level in the lakes this time of year are, you know, late in the fall, they drop it down. So the folks can do some maintenance on their docks and this sort of thing. I wouldn't think the lake levels would be down right now because of all the rain we've had. But that's probably the reason for that, and them working on the dam as well.
Russell and Thurman fishing and all, because I live down towards Greenwood and all, so I do Greenwood and all that. Haven't done a whole lot of fishing up this way, but mainly down towards Greenwood and Abbeville and that area and stuff like that.
All I ever had back in Kansas was a 12-foot John boat and a troller. So my neighbor took me out 2 years ago, I think it was, on his big bass boat. First time I ever rode on one. And we was tooling along about 55 miles an hour, and my left lung is attached to my rib cage, and it's just too painful for me. I couldn't even take that, and the water wasn't rough at all, and so he slowed it down for me. But I just had to sit there and grip my side, and That's another reason I don't. I did have a boat, a V-bottom down here. We go up to Lake Robinson or Lake Cunningham, which is within 5 minutes of us. But it just got to be too much for me to handle, and so I give that up. But I still love to fish once in a while over at the kids' place there. Gary, what's up with you today? This is N0TR.
Tom, right at the moment, I had to go to the store again, do a few things, run a couple of errands, and I'll be through with that here shortly. And when I get back to the house, we'll see what happens then.
Off here a minute, I got a phone call to take care of. No, I'm going to go ahead and 73 for a second. No, this is KO4NNR. Talk to y'all a little bit.
KO4NNR, sign. Good afternoon, Jerry, and pleasure's all ours. And, Jerry, how's Joy doing? And Bernice is here beside me.
Hi, Gary.
Tom, I don't believe you go out of the house much without her, which is not a bad thing. Joy's doing pretty good this morning, and she slept in till about 10:30, and I waited till she got up. Sometimes she needs a little help getting out of bed and that sort of thing, getting her day started. So I figured I'd just go on to the store while she got up and took her meds, and then when I get back to the house, I'll fix her breakfast. So I guess that's one thing I got to do.
Brunch yesterday, and didn't even eat any supper. We had biscuits and gravy. Oh, Bernice makes a mean biscuits and gravy. Eggs, and wow, it was delicious. Half a grapefruit. But today, my pain level, not to sound like the Geritol net, but it's been real bad today. And but I made it through Sam's, and I made it through Costco's without riding the fat person carts.
My goodness. Well, that's a good thing. That's a plus anyway. Oh, gosh. I don't go to Costco or any of those places. My son does, but I try to stay out of those big places like that. I have a tendency to come home with too much stuff and ain't got a place to put it. But I'm glad that you were able to get around through there, and hope you get feeling better as the day goes on. It's a beautiful sunny day out. Thought I'd go home and check the garden, and if it's dried up enough, I might get the tiller out and run it over the garden today. If not, I'll wait another day or two and then go down and get a load of compost or mushroom compost to put on the garden and amend the soil a little bit.
Awesome, Gary. This is N0TR Mobile. We love to work out in the yard and play with the chickens a little bit. All day. Oh, we got to do what?
Where did we get the mushroom?
Oh, Bernice wants to know something here.
Where do you get your mushroom compost?
A little place not far from the house. It's on Highway 153. And they have it down there, and I go down there and take my truck. They put big old scoop on the back, or two scoops, or a scoop and a half, whatever it'll fit, depending on which tractor they're loading with. And but that's where it is. I can't remember the name of it, Bernice, unfortunately. But it's right before you get, if you go down 85 to 153, you'll go in towards Easley, and right before you get to Highway 123, it's on the right. You'll go down a big old hill and start back up the hill, and it's on the right.
Yeah, sounds like good stuff.
Gary, and that's the most Bernice has said in the last 10 years on the radio here. You got her interest. Well, we used to go down to a casino with our 20 bucks in Miami, Oklahoma, when we lived in Kansas, which was only about 30 minutes from us, and they raised those there. And you could always tell it, because when you got within 10 miles, if the wind was blowing in the right directions, you could smell the mushroom farms.
That would be real neat. Here's another thought to Miss Bernice. I told Robert, WR8RW, about a landscaping supply place on 290. It's if you're going from Wade Hampton out towards Tigerville, it'd be on the right. But he got some mushroom compost there. That'd be a little closer to y'all's place.
Well, thanks, Gary. We love working in the garden and that. Well, the VA sent me to a hangar prosthetics yesterday down, where was that at? It was just a little past the Greenville VA on the left side of the road in a complex of offices that's hard to find until you find it the first time. And they did more there. And first they sent me to Henderson, and they got a podiatrist there. And that's funny because Prisma told me they only had one podiatrist in the whole Prisma health system here. I couldn't believe that. But anyways, after about 10 years, my doctor in Greenville said, Tom should call this number down at Anderson and they'll get you in. I didn't believe it, so I put it off for a long time. So finally I went, and he did more in 15 minutes than they'd done in 10 years down at Columbia. And so he wrote me a prescription, and I didn't see it, but anyways, he sent it on up here at this hangar prosthetics, and boy, they put my foot on a scanner, kind of like the one on your computer, and did a scan of it, and it showed up exactly where it was hurting me at, and I was amazed, and the detail with what that guy wrote that prescription out was just beyond your wildest dreams. And it turns out he was a surgeon. So anyways, I'm looking forward to getting a pair of new inserts and a pair of shoes. And I always turn down shoes because they could never get my size at the other place they sent me in Greenville. I wear a real narrow foot. But this one said, no, we'll just order it. And the insert is so much different. They're unloading the pressure spots. So I'm really tickled about that. And there goes a senior chief petty officer retired pararigger up the hill here. We got a hill in front of our house you wouldn't believe. Him and his wife ride down it three times every day. Anyways, Gary, that I was really pleased with that. But the ribs, when the last surgery I had, they did this pleural abrasion, and they deflate your lung, and then they go in there and they sandpaper it and to scar it, and then they put in this talc. Well, about 40 years later, this doctor tells me that stuff's a cancer-causing agent, that talc. So means I got so much pain in that rib case now. Oh, man. That kind of concerns me, but I got a doctor's appointment later this month. I'll ask him to take an x-ray, which you just about got to beg him anymore to take an x-ray of me. But leastwise, I got the foot going in the right direction, Gary. KI4DOS and 0TR.
You're KI4DOS mobile. Well, that's good, Tom. I'm glad everything's working out for you. And I would not doubt that Prisma said that there's only one podiatrist in their group. There's probably a lot of other podiatrists in the area, but not associated with Prisma. They're trying to, as far as I'm concerned, they're trying to get a monopoly on the area, and you've got to use their people for everything. But I ain't going to get into that ball of wax today because that's a sore spot for me.
Well, says you're probably right, and I do too. And what I heard from Phil in the W4NGU is that Spartanburg is far superior, but at any rate, I'm in the other one, so c'est la vie, you know. And to try to get an appointment there was months out in advance, and I said, forget it. It just hurt. This Getting old sucks at times, Gary, I gotta tell you, but it beats the alternative. Anyway, great to talk to you this morning. Sorry to complain, but I thought I'd explain that there a little bit. You take care. Have fun gardening. KF4DOS and 0TR waiting to go in the garage on your finals.
I hope you and Bernice have a wonderful day, what's left of it. And do ride out 290 and check that place out. I've never bought anything there, but Robert seems to think they were real nice people, and I don't think he would tell me a story about that. One last note, y'all were talking about food and what you were eating. A friend of mine brought me over some homemade fajitas last night, and boy, they were really good. He had some that had some Mexican sausage in them and some that were cheese. And I picked out on that stuff last night. But y'all have a great day. Good talking with you. And we'll say 73 to you for now. Miss Bernice, you keep him straight best you can. Y'all take care. KI4DOS Mobile.